Kobe Bryant is an NBA legend. Considered one of the best NBA players in history, he played for the Los Angeles Lakers for 20 years. So many great games. But one game transcended the rest and cemented his status as an icon. The time Kobe made a record 81 points. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
January 22nd, 2006. The Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles. The LA Lakers versus the Toronto Raptors. It's expected to be a very average game. Neither team has the best lineup, and it's rumored the Lakers aren't even going to make the playoffs. Still, the Lakers are an LA institution, and the stadium is still packed with over 18,000 fans, including Kobe's grandma. It's the first pro game she's been able to watch in person, and if nothing else, Kobe wants to make her proud. Boy, will he do that and more. In the first quarter, Kobe puts down 14 points, almost more than all his other teammates combined. On TV, they display a Kobe counter so viewers can start to track how many points he scored. By the end of the first quarter, the Raptors are ahead 36-29. Kobe then scores another 12 points in the second quarter. He's playing extremely well, but his team is still losing. In the third quarter, the Raptors are ahead by 14 points. And then Kobe goes full NBA Jam. He's on fire and starts to score over and over again, willing his team back into the game, making basket after basket after basket. He brings the score to a tie, 85-85. The Raptors get nervous. Jalen Rose, who's assigned to guard Kobe, worries they may need to double or even triple team him to slow him down. The Raptors focus all their defensive energy on keeping the ball away from Kobe Bryant. He hits seemingly impossible shots over and around any defensive tactic, consistently making difficult baskets. In the stands, the paper scorekeeper actually runs out of room on the page to track points. He starts writing smaller to record Kobe's continual baskets. By the end of the third quarter, Kobe has scored 27 additional points. In the top of the fourth quarter, Kobe has 53 points. When he sets up to shoot free throws, the audience now starts to chant MVP, MVP. MVP. How cool for his grandma to witness this. His personal scoring record is 62, and with his grandma in the audience and 6 minutes left on the clock, he's ready to break it. Kobe quickly reaches 63 points and then blows by it for 70. According to the NBA, the owner of the Lakers says he's watching a miracle unfold. Just before the final buzzer, Kobe hits one more basket, his 28th point in the fourth quarter alone. Final score, Lakers 122, Raptors 104, Kobe 81. His score is second only to Wilt Chamberlain's legendary 100-point game in 1962. But Kobe's game is arguably more impressive. He played against a better team with a packed stadium and scored a whopping 55 points in the second half. And he did all of that as a 6'6" shooting guard. Wilt did it as a 7'1" center. To this day, fans yell, "Kobe!" as they shoot difficult shots, channeling his legendary scoring. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Kobe Bryant, check out his book, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. For this episode, we found coverage by the LA Times and the NBA incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime history and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.